Are you excited about seeing Venus cross the sun?
Yes. It's my favorite planet.
Why?
Lava. The hotness.
Because it's so close to the sun?
Yeah.
So do you think this is pretty cool?
Yes.
Why do you think it's so cool? Like, is it...
Well, it's because it has, like, really cool things to me that are pretty cool there.
And do you want to be an astronaut one day?
No, I'm planning to be a soccer player.
Soccer player?
Can you tell me what your name is and what we're looking at?
Okay, I'm Charles Richardson, and you got the shadow of Venus falling on the Earth.
And what are we looking at it through?
Looking at what?
What is this device?
This device is it's called a sunspotter. So it's a mirror, a lens, and a projection plane. So safe, and it's very sharp. You can see it. It's a very sharp image.
I'm the assistant professor in the physics department who's the faculty sponsor of the Space Hogs who have organized this event. And yes, traditionally, this is how we, by observing transits of Venus, this is how we calculated the distance from the Earth to the Sun. So Kepler figured out the model of the solar system, you know, that we have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, but he didn't actually know how big the solar system was. And so to do that, people could do that geometrically by going and observing transits of Venus, which they would do every 100 years whenever they would happen. They would send ships to different parts of the Earth and watch the transit. And by doing, you know, certain geometrical calculations, they could actually then calculate how the distance from the Earth to the Sun. So this is a very important event in the history of science, in the history of astronomy. Now what we do, of course, is just bounce radar signals off of Venus. So we know how big the solar system is now because we can radar range it. But before we had radar, this was the most accurate technique for determining the size of the solar system.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schleiss.